It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde, who doesn't have much time, so I'm going to allow him to speak for an entire 8.5 minutes without me interrupting once, saying whatever is the most important things he has learned following the mini camp going on with the Green Bay Packers. Take it away, Jason.
No, you're not. You're not going to do that. I'm not that pressed for time. And by the way, what was it like when Fisco first opened in 1931? Did you take your first car there?
I did, yes. As a matter of fact,
You just
actually
got your driver's license.
Well, to tell you the truth, they were doing some horses back then, and I brought my horse in first before I actually did the car. They did both at the very beginning. They've always been one step ahead.
Well, to answer your question, I think a lot of attention, and rightfully so, because this is the time of year when you experiment, has been paid to Bo Melton, playing both ways. He didn't want to make it sound like he was turning into Travis Hunter, the number two overall pick in the draft by Jacksonville, but he is embracing it, and he wanted to make clear that he's not switching from wide receiver to corner. He's doing both. He's doing both. Now, again, I don't know how much he'll actually play corner. They're low on numbers. They're missing a couple guys due to injury on top of it. So there's a couple of reasons why he's working there. But the bottom line is Matt LaFleur loves the guy. He said it yesterday. And so whether it's special teams, whether it's being a rotational wide receiver, or it's the coach coming and saying, hey, we're short at corner. We've always thought you could do this. We talked about it a couple of years ago. Do you want to give it a try? And him saying, sure. That's Bo Melton in a nutshell. Like, I'm at Sydney's summer league game for basketball, and I was just talking to Paula about Bo, because that's the kind of teammate you want your kid to be. That's the kind of player you want your kid to be.
Wait a minute, Jason. He's agreeing to this for one reason and one reason only.
Because otherwise he's not going to be on the team potentially.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
No, because they're not really going to use him this way. And Bulaga reacted the same way, right? That this was, he's moving to corner.
But he's
no
zero
longer
chance he has of playing corner. But if somebody likes him and wants him on the team, they can sell it that he provides that as an additional item on his resume. And yes, if I was him, I'd agree to that. I'd agree to be the water boy if I had to.
No, he's a.
All right.
I mean, look, his greatest value is on special teams.
Right.
So, I mean, he has a job. I don't think it's a case where he's in danger of being released. I don't. Like, they added all these wide receivers, but I think that he's got a better than average chance of still being on the roster, even with the guys they've added.
Then
like,
why he gives are them they something... even bringing this up?
Because they don't have enough corners, for one. Like, they don't have enough to get through practice. Like,
well,
they've
but
got
then, yeah,
Kalen
this
King
wide
with a broken
receiver,
arm.
We're short of people. We're playing this guy in practice. I'll be the head coach. Yes, he's playing. We're short of cornerbacks, and he's playing it. But don't get any ideas. He's a wide receiver. We just need a little help right now. Don't blow this thing out of proportion.
No. I don't. I don't think. Right. So here's the thing. Because now what I was actually going to say before we started off and running on this was that's not the most important thing that's happening. But look what we've just done, right? How much have we talked about the questionable depth at corner? We mentioned it in passing, but we're more talking about Bo. How much do we talk about, whether or not Jair Alexander? I mean, this all happened yesterday. Like, Goody was talking to us about Jair Alexander around the same time that we first saw Bo Melton work at corner. So it's an off-season story. And no, Matt LaFleur's not going to say, look, Bo's not going to play corner for us. Because the having this conversation changes the narrative, right? We're not talking about the other shortcomings at corner necessarily.
Yeah, but it's our job to say this is crap, not a cornerback.
Yeah, I don't think it's crap.
All right.
But I don't think
will he play the position at any point in this season?
No.
That, sir, is the definition of crap.
It's not. No. But the point, my point is that while that and what I was going to get to before we then fell into that trap was. This is getting a lot of oxygen. We talked to Bo today. It's a fun story. It's something different. in the off season. But look, the things that matter here are things that, unfortunately, based on the way that off season practices work, it's really hard to get a gauge on. Like, even LaFleur had a great opportunity today to say, look, Jordan's been awesome throughout the off season. Like, he looks like he's elevated his game. He's really sharp. He's great on his decisions. But basically he said, you know, yeah, he's played as well as you can based on the constraints of the off season program and the way you have to structure these practices. So, you know, I think it's more kind of a, there's not a lot to talk about, so Bo gets the conversation directed his way. And for the Packers, you know, the one thing they don't want to spend any more time talking about is, well, how are they going to be a corner, right? I mean, yes, Bo is moving there, and that's taking the oxygen. But look, Nate Hobbs didn't practice today. I don't know what his injury is, but he didn't practice today. I saw, while I was standing outside, I saw Quay Walker roll by in one of those scooters that you have one functioning leg and you got one boot, so you
kids
got your knee
those
on there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that can't be good. He's got a big boot on his foot. Kalen King, I mentioned, has a broken arm. Like, Goody talked to us yesterday about how good he feels about the three top corners. He thinks he's got three starters in Keyshawn Nixon, Nate Hobbs, and Carrington Valentine. But the truth is, like, they didn't have Hobbs today, so it was Javon Bullard in the nickel, and then they got a bunch of guys who've never played before. Like, you're either going to have to play more of your safeties where you're pretty deep, or you're going to have to hope that a guy like Kamal Haddon, who I challenge most Packers fans
never
to
heard
tell
of
me
him
who the heck he is.
Or
exactly.
It means this is all just utterly a waste of time, that the degree of meaningless of this workouts compared to what you remember years
I do believe that's true. Okay. I really do think that the way this is, you know, I said it to LaFleur because one of my favorite off-season program stories was when a handful of us, it's kind of like when Ron Wolf came to us and told us that he had effed up the pick of Joey Jameson in Tausch's draft. But he, at one point during a 2012 practice, Jeff Saturday, who was heavily involved with the NFLPA, turned to a cluster of us standing on the sideline watching and said, does that look like non-contact to you guys? You should write about that. And so there's been this ever since the 2011 CBA, and now even more so since the most recent one, I think in 2020, there is just this level of, you know, we don't want to do anything that violates the NFL's rules for off-season programs. So it is like, it's at 3/4 speed all practice until the 2-minute drill. That's it. Like, I don't think, if I was Matt LaFleur and I tried to get him to admit to this, it would be frustrating as heck to go through that. It's just, the quality of work is not nearly what it could be. But again, these are the things that the players wanted to win on in the negotiations, as opposed to, I don't know, extended health care after their careers are over, getting more in exchange from the owners when they get that 18th game, better revenue share, all that kind of stuff. Instead, they got lighter off-season practices. So I don't think that helps teams that are full of young developmental people who need to improve. So that's what they've gone through. I will say this, Mecole Hardman, you can take it for what it's worth, but the dude's had two big, big, big time plays the last 2 days, including today. He caught a 75-yard touchdown. The defense thinks that Jordan Love was sacked on the play. The offense obviously disagrees, but it was a hell of a throw with a guy in his face, and it was a hell of a catch.
So what Hardman in the great world run could be his role? How do you think in a perfect world, how and how often would they use him?
So I don't even know if he's going to make the team. Like, that's one of the reasons why, like, this is the right time to write a Mecole Hardman story from a writer's perspective, because there's a chance you won't be writing another one. So that's what I'm writing later today. But, you know, if he's the return guy for them, he's not big like Bo or like Malik Heath. So he's not helpful to you in like return blocking or in kickoff or punt coverage. So I don't see him as being able to contribute there. He contributed with the Chiefs for several years as a receiver, but then the last several he's, you know, been nicked up.
He's
and
done
hasn't
nothing
been productive
in 4 years.
Yeah, so I don't...
3 years,
I
actually
think, like, if you're telling me, okay, I can keep Mecole Hardman, who's caught a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, but can't give me anything on special teams. Or I can keep Bo Melton. I think you know who I'm going to pick. And I think I know who Goody would pick as well.
Well, I'll believe it unless I hear Hardman's also getting some time at cornerback. I don't see that coming.
Well, now would be the time to do it. He's got one more day.
All right. Am I wrong to think that I would have thought that Jair might have signed, or are there days involved that?
No. I mean, look, there's been a couple of teams that, or there's been a couple of players that have been released in the last several months that it took them a few days. Okay. My inclination is to think a couple things. One, he's probably got a number of teams that are interested. They're going to want him to come and get a physical, and they want to figure out, you know, they want to talk to him, figure out if he's truly committed. So that's part of it. There's also the thing that maybe he's, you know, again, the fact that they were never willing, that Goody revealed this yesterday, that they were never willing for him to reduce his salary to stay, that they basically made it, look, either keep him at $16.15 million or he's not going to do anything, and you'll have to cut him whenever you finally get around to it. The fact that they did that tells me that maybe he's got a higher opinion of his monetary value, and he's going to keep shopping himself, or heaven forbid, maybe even wait till training camp.
No, or he was mad at the way he was treated. He didn't want to play here anymore. That's what I believe. But
right. But what I'm saying is that, you know,
because that's stupid not to be willing to agree to, you know, you're supposed to be 16. Like, I won't take 12 with so much per game if I play. That's.
Yeah, my hope is to find out at some point if the Packers were going to keep him on a reduced salary, what was the amount that he was going to get versus what was he going to have to earn in incentives. And I don't know if I'll ever find that out because, again, Goody claims that they never actually made a true offer. So I don't know. All I know is that, you know, I think there'll be a market for him, but I am curious what he thinks his value is and what he's willing to sign for, or if he's going to. Because the other option is you wait and you see if somebody loses a top corner to an injury early in, you know, camp, which starts in like July 22nd, and then suddenly, you know, that your price goes up because the desperation goes up. And it would be him and Jalen Ramsey if the Dolphins cut Ramsey and can't find a trade partner. Those two guys would be on the market, and then if you have an injury, there'd be a fierce battle to figure out who you could get.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, All Packers All the Time. Tim Benvor, not next, but very soon.